Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today and this week as we look at some very simple verses that are recorded in the Gospel of Luke, and they are not amplified very much. They're just a few verses, but it displays such a wonderful aspect of our Savior that I wanted to share them with you this week. But before we go any further, let's just join our hearts in prayer. Father, I thank you for this time that we're able to share. Lord, every day at this same time, we're heard on the station, Lord, Monday through Friday, at this time. And Lord, I know there are many, perhaps many that haven't written yet. Lord, they've been faithful to listen and to hear, but most importantly, Lord, to receive from your hand. My words are simple and perhaps in the natural and effectual, but Lord, my prayer is that the power of God will flow to your people. Lord, you see the needs. You see that one who is so discouraged. You see, it seems like every door has been closed. Everything is stacked up against them. And Lord, they're at a point of desperation. They've got to see you move. And Father, I know that it is your will to bring hope and to bring strength and to bring comfort and to bring answers to prayer. And so, Father, we're going to just press on and press into you this week. And Lord, I intercede for those who are needing your intervention in their lives, needing your moving in the lives of loved ones and in situations that have so perplexed them. Father, I thank you that your word says, we're more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. And Lord, sometimes it is a battle. It's a trial. It's not an immediate thing that all our troubles are just whisked away. But Lord, we know that if we are having the whole armor of God about us, if we have the sword of the Spirit and the shield of faith, Lord, you said, having done all, stand therefore. And so, Lord, we are doing that. And Father, I just ask that you will minister in your love and your compassion to those that need your healing touch right now. Those that are sick in their body, Father, I rebuke sickness and I release that same power that raised Jesus from the dead, that dunamis power to destroy every affliction of disease and sickness. Lord, we honor you. We thank you for it. We know it is your will. And Lord, in circumstances and financial needs, in spiritual needs, Father, there are some that are struggling with habits, with life patterns, with things that they're doing that they know they want to change and they feel so helpless that they can't. But Father, through the power of the Holy Spirit, there is victory. And I release your power, but more importantly, hope and faith, Lord, that they will know that the Holy Spirit will partner with them to receive and achieve the victories that they have desired. Lord, let now your anointing rest upon the Word of God and help us enter in, Lord, to that quiet, secret place in the shadow of the Almighty, the presence of Almighty God, where all of our needs are met. David said, in thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. So, Good Shepherd, come now and be with us as we go into your word. We thank you for it. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, as I shared, the Lord put on my heart a few simple verses found in the Gospel of Luke. And we're going to look at the 5th chapter, verse 12. And it came to pass, when he was in a certain city, that's Jesus, behold, a man full of leprosy, who, seeing Jesus, fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And he put forth his hand, that's Jesus, and touched him. Imagine touching a leper. And he was full of leprosy. It must have been an advanced condition that he was in. And Jesus said, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. And what we see here, just in those two verses, that we see someone in tremendous need came to the Lord and acknowledged that if God desired, if God willed, he could be healed. He could be changed from the condition of not only pain and suffering and sickness and disease in his physical body, but from the social ostracism. He was an outcast. Lepers were not allowed to fellowship, and those were part of the Old Testament statutes because it was a very contagious disease, so they were without the camp. And so we see that Jesus reached out his hand and touched him. In the Gospel of John, the 11th chapter, verse 25, Jesus stated that he was the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on him, though he were dead, yet shall he live. These words have been quoted, multiplied thousands of times in sermons around the world. Yet as we see the signs of the times growing so much darker and pointing ever more clearer to the soon return of our Lord Jesus Christ, our hearts should burn within us at these glorious words of Jesus. He is the resurrection and the life. Beloved, this is a note of hope for every child of God on the face of the earth. When the hopes of man are withered away to nothing, and nothing's left but dry, sorrowing defeat, beloved, the touch of the Master's hand resurrects dying hopes and brings them into full living faith. Leprosy, as perhaps you know, was a symbol, if you will, of sin in the Old Testament. We don't deal much with leprosy today, but in a spiritual sense, we have all been lepers in terms of our sin condition. And when the Holy Spirit moves upon sinners and they cry out in their souls, basically unclean, unclean, when their breath of sin breathes forth a cry for help, they're made clean by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because true repentance, it's not just saying words. It's not just coming to an altar and reciting a salvation prayer. It is the knowledge of an encounter with a holy God and a recognition of your personal state before God. Now, some perhaps were raised in church, but they never had a personal relationship, or perhaps they were even out in the world. There are a lot of good people out in the world, and they may not have been thieves or murderers or adulterers or some of the terrible crimes that are occurring in such violence today. But nonetheless, even the best among us have all fallen short of the glory of God. None of us can stand in the presence of a holy God. We were born in wickedness, if you will, born in original sin. Why? Because we're all the children of our first parents, Adam and Eve. Every person on the face of the earth, we can trace our bloodlines back to Adam and Eve. And so when we come to the realization that this God that we serve, this God that is extending mercy and grace to us, we recognize our condition and we realize that we're helpless in ourselves, and only by calling out to the Lord can we experience his anointing, his cleansing, his healing. Jesus turns the sorrowful cry of unclean, because that's what lepers had to do. They had to cry unclean, cover their mouth. That cry is changed into a beautiful song of victory and praise. Beloved, wherever the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ is, there is the power of God. The Bible says that this man was full of leprosy. And so this dreaded disease, which was so feared in that day, had reached its final stages. This man was full of leprosy. Perhaps he was near death. And he knew that Jesus was going to be his only hope. This disease worked slowly. He'd probably live with it for a great length of time. But it ever continued to envelop this man until he was now full of leprosy. Sin, when it is continued in, it brings forth death, beloved. Death to dreams, death to a happy, fulfilled life, death to relationships, death to dreams, death to even our physical man. And beloved, there's only one who can save us. That's why we call Jesus Christ Savior, because he can save us to the uttermost. He can deliver us, body, soul, and spirit, from demonic control, oppression, and possession. Only Jesus can set the captive free. Sin works like leprosy, beloved. Some of you, perhaps, you know, you've walked with the Lord for a while. But sin numbs the senses. It numbs our conscience. It numbs the nerves of our conscience. It poisons the blood that flows through our body, through our whole brain. It poisons the whole man. The whole physical being of man is polluted with sin. Sin affects the heart that pumps the blood of life throughout our body. Sin confines he who practices it in spiritual straitjackets, all who allow sin to rule. But thanks be to God, through Jesus Christ, we have deliverance. Well, we've just laying a foundation. We're just getting into the message, and I invite you to tune in tomorrow at this same time. It's such a blessing to be able to minister to you. I pray for you every day, my UCM partners and my radio family. Some of you have never written. Some of you listen for a long time. Others perhaps just happen to tune in. But it's my desire that God will strengthen you and comfort your heart and open up the Word of God to you so faith will arise, so you will know your situation can change. The devil makes you try to believe it can't, but he's the liar and the father of it. Well, I love you. The announcer is going to give our contact information. If you have prayer needs, if there's things you're struggling with that you've prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed about, and you still haven't gotten victory or deliverance, I invite you to write. Holy Spirit's moving on you. There's a reason. I love you. And until tomorrow, at the same time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.